At a location along the Spokane River called Three Springs, water conservation advocates made their case for a public effort to slow down on water use. The shaded site near the T.J. Minock Bridge is where several springs from the region's aquifer send cool water into the river. Spokane physician John Osborne says the river flows this year are among the worst on record, up to 717 cubic feet per second. He says historically low flow years in the earliest days of the Monroe Street gauge, taken back in the 1890s, averaged around 2,000 cubic feet per second.
How did we go from 2,000 CFS as the low flow to 700 CFS, or it's going to be lower, by the end of this year?
And it's more than just this drought that we're saying.
Yeah, the difference is we now have 500,000 people who depend on this aquifer as their sole source of drinking water. But we use and abuse this aquifer at much higher levels. And we know that. I mean, how many times do we see people watering their sidewalks? We see parks being watered in the middle of the day.
Osborne explains that the relationship between the Spokane aquifer, where our drinking water comes from, and the river itself is a close one because of the interchange from underground flows and places like Three Springs.
When we pump the aquifer, we rob the river. For nearly every bucket that we take, for our daily lives, for our home use, for our businesses, that is a bucket of water that doesn't go to the river.
The local Sierra Club and the Centers for Environmental Law and Policy are launching a campaign to encourage various ways of conserving water. You may notice their billboards around town. And you can find out more specifics of how to conserve at their website, celp.org/H2NO. That's the letter H, the number 2, and the word know, KNOW. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.